Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese live at Schickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. We debut the Brandon Graham Show tonight at 5 o'clock. Lane Johnson in the Players Lounge.
Yeah.
Stops by later with Ike.
Lano.
Yeah, man. So we got,
and Barrett Brooks will be here.
We got good Monday nights. Looking forward to it, as always, here. So we'll be here every Monday for the next, how many weeks, months?
Well.
Years.
Until the wheels fall off.
Until the wheels fall off.
Until it's over with.
Uh-huh.
Right? Isn't that what we did last year? We're here all the way to the end.
The Super Bowl.
Until we head to Atlanta for the week.
Yep.
You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
We're going down there regardless, right? We decided that we're going there, right?
Right.
After Radio Row last year, Ike and I were like, that was fun.
Yeah, I think we'll go every year, even if the Eagles aren't there.
Yeah, that was fun, man.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, so we'll be back down there this year. All right, before we go back to the phones, Ben, you put up a little snappy poll.
I had a couple polls up.
Of course.
I'm curious. So
I had a
caller tell me on Friday that DeAndre Carter played two-thirds of the Eagles' snaps, and I couldn't believe him. And
that's
it turns
three
out
quarters.
That's true.
No, it's three quarters.
Yeah, it's 74% of the snaps. So I asked two questions. One, who would you rather have playing wide receiver for the Eagles, DeAndre Carter or Dez Bryant? And most of you say DeAndre Carter, 53%. I can't believe. I also asked, did you realize that DeAndre Carter played 74% of the Eagles' snaps on Thursday? 27% of you said, yeah, of course. 73% of you said, wait, what?
That's what I said.
Yeah, me too.
For real. I didn't realize he played that much.
And we like DeAndre Carter. He seems like a fine young man.
I was happy that he made the team.
And he can help out in the slot and everything else. But
he can help out on special teams.
Yeah, and that too. Yeah. But listen, man, and people can say, well, they're fine. Just wait till Alshon comes back. Here's my biggest worry, Ike, and I've said this. Shoulder injuries like that. This may be, I'm not going to say a lost season, but this isn't as easy as him coming back week five and then he's the Alshon that we saw last year where that catch in the Super Bowl. I was watching a replay again sometime since we were last on the air. That was a tremendous catch that he made. Body adjustment, ball was thrown behind him or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that's his bread and butter. It's not speed. It's not getting open and getting a step and then making a catch. This is more of an issue with me. A shoulder's more of an issue with a guy like Alshon Jeffrey than it is a speed guy. You agree?
For sure. I mean, listen, the Eagles obviously feel like they need to add to their receiving core. I mean, this isn't just radio talk. This isn't just us. I mean, they haven't made a significant addition like a Dez Bryant, but bringing in Perriman to either work him out, you know, getting Braxton Miller signed to the practice squad, you know, that lets you know that they want to at least look to add to their receiving corps. Marcus Wheaton is back.
Yep.
So, I mean,
that was telling when they brought him back.
Yeah.
And then Matt Collins actually went on the IR, and it's like, all right, that's why they brought him back.
Mm-hmm.
But they know they're thin right now. And as much as I'm sure they like DeAndre Carter, 74% of the snaps.
Yeah, they
for a guy that's never played in the league before.
Yeah, they certainly don't want him playing that much out there. And I don't know when Alshon's going to be ready to go.
Yeah, man. I mean, even when he comes back, does that really mean he's back? That's my worry.
Well, Carson's on his way back.
He is.
If you listen to Chris Mortensen.
Yes, week three?
Yeah.
I'll take it. I'll take week three. That'll help.
Of course it would.
That'll help big time. It will.
Of course.
It will.
Well, then the question becomes, because this is a question I had as it pertains to him. You know, a week ago, everybody is, wait, don't rush him. Let him heal. Okay, so let's assume he healed in 2 weeks. Right? Let's assume we all believe he got that much better in 2 weeks. Or let's not believe it. Are they rushing him back? If he's ready to play against the...
Hello?
If he...
I don't know. I didn't touch the phone line.
I know. I'm sitting here looking at you. That's something Ben is doing back there.
Who is this?
Did I call a ringer signal?
You did. Hello? Where did that come from? I want to go home and cry to my mom right now. That was scary.
She just popped in?
Yes. She popped in. She popped in.
Okay.
Anyway.
I completely lost my train of thought.
Yeah, what were we talking about? The Phillies? Yeah, Phillies haven't played well. What the hell are we?
Wentz.
With Carson.
Rushing him. Are they rushing him?
Here's what I'll say, right? If you connect the dots, Chris Mortensen comes out and he says that, well, it looks like week three now. It could be possibly week three. Are they setting this up to where if Nick kind of
struggles next week
again, all of a sudden, miraculously, oh, well, he was ready for week three, right? If he struggles again, it becomes a lot more convenient for him to be cleared and ready to play, right?
Sure. Yeah. I just think it's convenient how he's that much better in 2 weeks.
So what do you think?
Yeah. Peter King with the soft defense.
That's why I thought someone told him week three.
Because somebody may have.
Yeah. The way.
But the whole soft defense thing is
the bye week.
Yeah.
Against the Colts.
Yeah. That as a reasoning is silly to me.
It is.
I mean, it just is. I would hope that's not why they would do it, because they feel like the Colts don't have a defense.
Right, that's when you end up getting guys hurt.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, just do it because he's ready to go.
Should we try to take a phone call? Let's go to Mike in Ben Salem. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. I just got a quick offensive point, and then I want to weigh in on the Alshon and Dez debate here.
Yes.
First, my offense thing. That was the first game that the entire offense actually played together. You had so many guys hurt in the preseason, so many injuries, and they were just, whether they were hurt legitimately or they were resting them for the preseason, it was literally the first time they had played four quarters together since the Super Bowl. So I think the offense is going to be better as they move forward and they play together more and more throughout
the
week.
How long is that going to take?
I'm hoping another week.
Yeah, that's a convenient excuse everybody wants to use. Yeah, they may not have been in a preseason game, but they were practicing every day.
Okay.
They were practicing. You know, the guy who wasn't practicing, Ajayi, it didn't seem to bother him. He looked good out there Thursday night.
Oh, I agree.
Okay.
Okay, as far as Alshon, John, you were talking about how that spectacular catch he made in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Well, he made that with his hurt shoulder. So to say that you don't know how he's going to come back after a shoulder injury.
Right. Mike, you know what that shoulder was probably shot up with at that point?
Good stuff. The good stuff.
Sure was. But he still made
lots of cortisone and lots of things to make it not feel, to make you feel it. I get your point, but coming back from a surgery like that, man, just telling you.
Well, at least he's had a lot. What is he, 6 months now? 7 months?
Yeah, but. And as far as Dez Bryant, John, you literally just said a couple of minutes ago that the league is turning into young, fast receivers and players.
That's not Dez.
He's old, he's slow, and has gotten to the point where he can't even catch anymore. So why would you want to bring him in? I would rather have the guys, Greg Ward. They just cut him. But the guys in the practice squad that are young, let these guys get a chance. They might be younger, they might be fast, they might be green.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't get experience by not playing. You don't earn your stripes by sitting on the bench.
And, Mike, you don't end up on the practice squad unless your talent is limited for the most part, right? And that's why they're there. And they're professional athletes, and I wish them all the best. But right now, I look at a guy like Dez Bryant, and you're taking a chance. You're taking a chance that he can come in and he can upgrade your – he steps in day one, he makes you better. Day one, your offense is better.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I do.
You got to catch the ball. You got to get open. He's just Dez Bryant in name. He's a name. You got to get open. You got to catch the ball.
You throw the ball up?
Huh?
Right? I mean, he's not going to be a guy at this point of his career that's necessarily going to fly by you. He's not winning on speed.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got to get open. And then when you get open, you have to catch it.
50-50 balls. Last year, he played all 16 games, 69 catches. 838, six touchdowns. That's better than anybody on this team. Anybody on this team.
That's not better than Nelson Agholor.
Sure it is.
Huh?
What did Nelson do last year?
Look at it.
Well, I mean, it's very comparable. What I'm saying is,
one is younger and faster.
Right, but we're not talking about for they're different players. We're not talking about for who we would want for the foreseeable future. I'm talking about this year. I'm talking about right now.
Yeah, I'm talking about right now. Nelson Agholor is a better receiver than Dez Bryant.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay, fine. I'll give it to you. He's a better receiver than Dez Bryant right now.
Okay.
But who else is on this team that's a receiver? He had 62 for 768 last year.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson.
And he didn't get 130 targets like Dez needed to get 66.
He had 95 targets.
Right.
He did. Had more touchdowns, too.
Right.
Also had a better quarterback throwing to him.
Oh, okay.
Better team.
Oh,
Carson Wentz not better than Dez Bryant?
Oh, of course. Huh?
Dak Prescott?
Yeah, my point is Dak got the ball. I mean, Dez got the ball fed to him in Dallas. He was the number one receiver in Dallas. They threw the ball to him a lot. That's why his numbers look like that. I would ask, why isn't his numbers better than that?
No chemistry with Dak last year. Bad chemistry, man. Better quarterback, Mark and Brumall. Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Mark. Mike.
Yo.
I love you, man, but I disagree with you.
About what?
And the reason why is look at his stats. Like we just said, he
what stats?
800-some yards last season. He's not as fast, but we got speed in Aguilar. Got speed in Mike Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to draw attention on the field and free up plays, and he'll fight for the ball as well.
You sure about that?
I'm pretty confident. Plus, he hates the Cowboys. He got a bum deal with them. He hates them. He's got inside information on them. When we play them, we'll destroy them.
Oh, yeah, we've really needed inside information to beat the Cowboys.
No, yeah, you got a point, but I just think that he would ball out because he wants to be number one still, and he would ball out for the Eagles.
I'm glad you just said what you said because that walks me right into another point. He wants to be a number one receiver still. Huh.
Yeah, but he's not.
Yeah, I know, but he wants to be one, which means he wants the ball thrown to him like he's a number one receiver. Or he wants to be or he wants to be paid like he's a number one receiver. See,
well,
if you – well, hold on. Huh? I didn't hear you.
He's going to get paid where he wants to become the Philadelphia. He'll have to agree for salary.
Why do you think he hasn't signed with anybody yet?
Because he's dumb.
Okay. But we want him here, though. Because putting on the Eagles uniform is all of a sudden going to make him smart and humble and a great teammate.
He's being financially, he's being greedy, that's all.
No, my point is this, though. He had somebody offer him a 3-year deal in Baltimore, $7 million per.
That was a long time ago.
Okay. Well, he went to Cleveland. So tell me he want to go play with Tyrod Taylor then. Went to Cleveland hugging it out with everybody. Didn't he seem like he was already signed to the Cleveland Browns?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I wonder what happened there. You know what happened? Couldn't agree on terms. I.e., couldn't agree on money.
Well, maybe at this point he will, right?
At this point, he's even less likely to do it because he knows he's a rental player. He can be cut at any time now. So he's going to want money based on a weekly basis. In case you decide to get rid of him at some point.
Right. But
he has no guarantee right now.
But now he's not going to be in the league. As it stands right now, he's not going to play this year.
It's clear he doesn't care about that. You act like Dez Bryant is desperate. Like he's running to go sign with anybody. The guy's turned down contracts from two teams.
But maybe the right contract hasn't come along.
Yeah, I know, i.e. more money. How come you can't understand this?
Ben, can we call Dez and see if he wants to come to the Eagles, please?
We act like Dez Bryant is willing to come here for the veteran minimum. He's going to come here for $1 million.
Prorated.
Yeah, prorated where the Eagles can cut him at any point. He's not doing that.
888-729-9494. All right, that's fine.
My only point is that we want a guy who doesn't really – I don't know if he really wants to play football.
I'm getting a lot of tweets, by the way, that they should bring in T.O. instead.
You know what?
I'm not kidding. I've gotten that one three times.
You know what? I'd do it. I would do it.
Listen, T.O. get hit one time, he's going to be running straight to the sideline.
Yeah,
this ain't flag football. He get hit one time, he's going to be running straight to the sideline.
All right, well, listen, like I didn't want to come in here and be the get Dez guy.
It's okay.
But I'm being the get Dez guy because they need something.
Well, here's the thing.
What?
We both agree they need something. We just don't agree on who they should go get.
Yeah, but the alternative is the guy that doesn't belong in the league. So why even bother?
Well, Rashard Perriman.
No.
He's a four first-round pick, man.
That's not in the league for a reason. 888-729-9494.
I don't really know what that reason is, but I'm just saying. He was a first-round pick 2 years ago.
He was.
And what's your name? Ken?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ken wants to know the effect Dez Bryant will have in the locker room.
I don't think he'll have any bad effect.
No?
No, this team's a great team.
He doesn't want Dez.
With Doug, you kidding me? 888-729-9494.
With Doug, you kidding me?
Marks and Rhea. Doug will take care of this. I have no problem.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.